The Department of Environmental Affairs has announced official figures showing the number of rhinos killed in South Africa dropped from 1,028 in 2017 to 769 in 2018. The rhino stronghold of the Kruger National Park, there the numbers declined from 504 in 2017 to 421 in 2018. Ashley Dorr is head of the Wildlife in Trade program at the Endangered Wildlife Trust. Ashley, good afternoon.
Hi, John. Good afternoon.
Is it clear what factors caused the drop? Is it that there are fewer rhinos to poach?
John, I think as a starting point, we need to recognize that a drop in rhino poaching is a success. And I think as first and foremost, celebrate that. In terms of whether a drop in rhino population is a direct cause to the drop in poaching, the statistics on the rhino population haven't been released yet. So that's speculation at the time being. You know, initiatives that have been put on the ground from an increase in capacity, I think, you know, training of rangers, the provision of equipment, creation of air wings, for example, in Kruger, those factors have contributed as well. You know, last year in Skukuza, there was a dedicated course that's been established there. So the focus and attention to rhino poaching, I think, is one of the contributors to the decline in rhino poaching.
And we have had, I think that this is the fourth year in a row where we have had a decline from the all-time high, which was close to 1,400 rhinos in one year.
Correct, yes. You know, we've moved down from over three rhinos a day to approximately two rhino a day being shot in South Africa. So it is a success, but, you know, we need to carry on in the trajectory. We can't take our foot off the gas here. We need to carry on working and ensuring that our rhino populations have time to recover and we can build our numbers back up to where we would like them to be.
Do we just need a little bit more time and a little bit more implementation of the current strategies to bring it down to below 500, to below 300, to below 100? Or do we need new strategies, revisions of the strategies that are in place? I suppose I'm asking how clever is the strategic approach to the reduction in rhino poaching at the moment?
Well, I'm glad you raised that because in 2017, the National Integrated Strategy to Combat Wildlife Trafficking was finalized and signed, well, ready for sign-off. And 2 years down the line, it still hasn't been signed off. So, you know, creating new policies and new strategies, I don't think is the way to go. I think we need to use what we've got and you know, actually implement that. With that in mind, you know, one of the things that we do need to look at as a country is porous borders and how we can address that. You know, the moral of the story with rhino poaching, or the bottom line, is that if we can stop the rhino horn from leaving the country to satisfy demand that is not South African, you know, the demand is sitting internationally, if we can stop the rhino horn from getting there, it will ultimately drastically improve our chances of contributing to rhino poaching in the country. So if we stop the movement, we stop the killing. And there we need to look very strategically at how we can build capacity at our ports of entry and exit and our borders themselves to stop rhino horn from leaving the country illegally.
And then that issue of demand, there is supply and there is demand. Is there any indication that the strategies which are looking at reducing or trying to reduce demand in some of the high demand countries like Vietnam and China, that is working, that these figures at least in part represent a reduction in demand?
I think with demand, we need to ensure that we've got a clear message. We need to ensure that that demand reduction campaigns are undertaken by industry experts in those countries, and we spent a lot of time liaising with organizations based in Asia around how demand reduction can be effectively managed. And it has been successful with other species, for example, with shark fin. So it is something that does require attention.
But that's not a sort of key part of that. Is there evidence that there is a reduction in demand, or we simply don't know? Is that the answer?
I think at this point, we don't know if there's been a reduction in demand, no.
Okay. If there hasn't been a reduction in demand, then the prices that people are paying for that rhino horn are still sky high, which means the incentive for people to take all sorts of risks in order to poach that rhino in order to get their very small share of that very high price for rhino horn, that is still there. And that is an indication that the strategies are working, because if people are still as desperate to poach a rhino as they were 3 years ago, but they're not getting the same opportunities to do so, they're being intercepted before they get to the rhino with a rifle in their hand, that is a very definite indication that strategies are working.
Yes, and I think, with that, just going back to my point about borders, if we continues to increase capacity at our borders, that affects your cost of doing business and ultimately then reduces demand, because products become so expensive to move because of increased methods that are needed.
Okay, very useful insights. Thank you, Ashley Dorr, Head of the Wildlife in Trade Program at the Endangered Wildlife Trust.